Racism comes in many forms and isn't always recognized at first. While on vacation with her family, commentator Alyssa Eli encountered a stranger who surprised her.
We were visiting family in a mobile home community off the highway. There was a river out back where we walked to watch the sunset and listen to the retirees who fished companionably from the dock. John was there each night. Semper Fi was stitched across his baseball cap, and his white socks were pulled halfway up his knees. He spoke so laconically that he fooled us at first into thinking he might prefer to fish without company. That was incorrect. The first night he told us about his Purple Heart from the Korean War. The second night he told us about his service in World War II. He still hadn't caught a fish on our last night. His line fell into the water next to the pilings, and he seemed to forget it was there. "This is a great reel," he said pleasantly. "You know, I swore I'd never use chink fishing gear, but look at me now." Along the dock, people glanced up and frowned. "I was a corporal, Chosin Reservoir," he said. "We took down 200,000-300,000 chinks. I got a reunion, 1st Marine Corps, next month in Orlando. Looking forward to it." Chairs scraped up and down the dock, moving away. He looked at his reel. "Funny world, isn't it?" he said. "There was this lady across the street. She walked her little girl to school every morning, from kindergarten to graduation. 3 months later, the girl meets a Jap and moves in with him." The hook came up empty, and he shook his head. "She was a nice girl until the Jap." We started to move away. Everyone else had heard John before, too, and didn't want to hear him again. His patriotism was misplaced. This man was a victim of time, no longer welcome. He was waiting for someone to recognize and admire him. But his enemy was not our enemy anymore. We strolled the length of the dock back towards home. It was nearly dark. From a distance, we turned around. The dock looked like a scale, with the bulk of human weight tilting it to one side. Everyone was as far from John as possible. He sat alone, fishless and friendless, casting and waiting, casting and waiting.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Boston.